Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, author, presenter, and performer on padminiarhant.com. Welcome to interaction with powerful entities representing the ruling class in the pit. The pit, parody on identity theft, is aimed at unveiling hidden facts, dispel myths, and discuss issues relevant to humanity. Hegemony goals deny freedom, economic opportunity, and social justice to the vast majority worldwide. Hegemony agenda is to condition victims in accepting imposed status quo as destiny. I think otherwise, considering the natural law for all creations to be free and treated with kindness, love, respect and dignity. Politics is instrumental in implementing laws that address problems in the country and the world at large. Ironically, political leaderships representing hegemony are involved in exacerbating rather than alleviating human suffering at home and abroad. The political figure I am about to introduce is known for defiance and opposition to peaceful resolutions on conflicts, especially the decades-old Mideast peace process, Palestinian statehood. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Prime Minister of Israel and leader of the Likud Party, Benjamin Netanyahu, welcome to the public domain, padminiarhant.com. Thank you. Let me begin with your political status. Controversy, cavalier approach, and carte blanche authority is the hallmark of your political career. How do you justify the legacy amid your designation as the head of a democratic state? I favor extrajudicial power at the executive branch and accordingly exercise authority beyond constitutional and democratic norms with little or no regard for national and international concern. Does this mean assuming Israel a democracy is misconception, with the political system premised on extremism granting excess power to representatives in office, besides discrimination against women, minority, and immigrants from Africa in particular? Israel is governed by ideology. The coalition with political factions espousing radicalism adds another dimension to representation. Israel, being hegemony, along with other partners, considers democracy inconvenient in many respects. You attracted sharp criticism from your party member recently for having minimal women members, comparing the ratio in Israeli Knesset worse than Saudi parliament, consisting at least 20% in the latest configuration. When Israel extends conscription on women to serve in the military, why is there gender gap in civil service? Again, the choices are in accordance with political doctrine and fundamental cause that does not subscribe to democratic setting. How would you define freedom? In my view, freedom is a privilege and only the selective few belonging to specific creed and class deserve to be free. Although I cherish my freedom and always perform at will, even if that is in violation of others' rights or law that exists anywhere, conforming to hegemony value, I am vehemently opposed to the idea of liberty and justice for all. Let us focus on Middle East affairs, Palestinian statehood. This would bring Israeli occupation and oppression of Palestinian children, women, and men to an end. The settlement activity in West Bank and East Jerusalem, slighting global condemnation, would be reversed, allowing the natives, that is, the Palestinians, inhabitation. The siege on Gaza with unilateral economic blockade and closing Rafah crossing at Egypt border, accompanied by routine airstrikes claiming thousands of innocent lives, could no longer continue, contributing to revival of Gaza's economy and life restoration. The military raid in Al-Aqsa Mosque, Al-Quds, conducted at regular intervals as Israel's prerogative, would cease. Palestine would have farmers growing crops and olive trees and enable livelihood to fishermen in Gaza. Palestinian youths would be gainfully employed from trade and economic activities instead of spending their prime time in Israeli prison without legal recourse. On the Israeli side, the citizens in southern Israel need not be evacuated for Gaza's retaliation to Israel's shelling, the ongoing trend that targets densely populated Gaza, not barring the use of white phosphorus and uranium. Palestinians' normal existence would be Israel earning respect and credibility as a peaceful state. Despite the positive outcome benefiting citizens in Palestine and Israel, do you and those against Palestinian statehood really believe that such conviction is in Israel's best interest? Our convictions are based on presumptuous notions and deception to prolong occupation as hegemony for regional and global dominance. The state and citizens do not matter. We use religion as pawn to promote our convoluted belief and actions alongside disdain for spiritualism, nature, and God. Israel's adventure in the region, sharing the allies Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, Turkey, and alike aspirations for destabilization through terrorism and relentless warfare evident in Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, confirm the pattern as a belligerent state. Where does this lead Israel, with the Middle East remaining volatile due to hegemonic role? The volatility infuses tensions, and the situation facilitates Israel's demand on United States taxpayers to provide blank check in the form of military and economic aid. Israel's monetary gains at United States taxpayers' losses is the zero-sum game. Israel's annexation of Syria's Golan Heights, Palestine's Jordan Valley, in addition to occupied territory, control over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, and incursion in Lebanon through reconnaissance flights arguably undermines national sovereignty of respective states in the Middle East. The illegal claim asserted under the pretext of the promised land by God. Do you and others behind this invented theory expect the world to honor the neoconservative and orthodox convention as gospel truth, implying God's will against logic and legitimacy? Hegemony ambitions encompass expansionism by any means, including fabrication and falsification with reference to God for validity. Israel is a nuclear state with nuclear site in Dimona. U.S. taxpayer funding is regularly expended to defend nuclear-armed Israel under the guise of security. Israel, declared the only democratic state, yet the authorities do not spare any moment to stifle democracy across the region. Judaism and Islam as Abrahamic religions, having emerged from the same source with many commonalities, are at odds on territorial dispute. Nonetheless, the architects and protagonists isolate Islam from the roots and associate with identity not even remotely related in characteristics, whether similar or peculiar. Israel is being classified as a Jewish state. At the same time, there is objection to Palestinians' refugees' return to Palestine. God is mentioned to authenticate concepts paradoxical to divine purpose. How do you explain Israel's contradictory positions compared with reality? The brief response to all of the above positions is Israel's divergence, reserved as the exclusive right in the quest for supremacy. Your reaction to 9/11 terror against United States in 2001 was, I quote, "very good for Israel," end quote. Is there any remorse for Israel's involvement against the benefactor United States in events like the attack on USS Liberty that led to 34 servicemen instant deaths, September 11 terrorism, and continuous espionage via selective congressional members and political aide pledged allegiance to hegemony, compromising United States security and independence? We seek apology from the victims and apologize to none. Hegemony strategy is violation of trust, treason, and corruption. Finally, do you concur with the Chosen One's proclamation? Yes, not by God, however, by the secret society. Prime Minister of Israel and Likud Party leader Benjamin Netanyahu, thank you for your confession.